Moto Randos, Moto Randos, here we come. Moto Randos, Moto Randos, here we come.
All right, so welcome to the Border Outdoors podcast. I'm Tim.
I'm Wyatt.
Happy New Year to everybody. Start of 2024 here, so we're just going to kind of make this one a little bit short. It's been a long day. 2024 is kind of kicking our ass right now. I'm not going to lie, but it'll get better. So anyways, we're going to touch base a little bit on some stuff that Wyatt was doing over the weekend. He's been out in the trenches trying to get some fish. So Wyatt, where did you head up this weekend?
Well, this weekend I was on Daggett, but before that, or I was on the Whitefish chain this weekend, but before that I was up on Red. I left Wednesday, headed up to Rogers for, I think we got there at like noon, and then we decided to go out, just stay there and not go to a different resort. We could only go out about 300 yards probably because of the crack that was open up.
Because you guys went to Rogers because you had a fish house sitting there waiting for you to sleep in, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
So we just went there for, since we were only going to fish for about 5 hours. But should have went somewhere else. We, I think we got 3 8-inchers, and that was it.
So it was really slow there.
Yeah, we were only in like 8 feet of water. You couldn't call it any further.
Okay.
When we were out there, I noticed a four-wheeler and a trailer sitting on the other side of the crack, the other side of the open water. There was 2 sleeper houses out there.
Jesus.
And then the resort to the east, there we watched a house go down. That was a sleeper house.
So that chunk of ice that they were on, did that just recently, or did that break off like that morning from where you were at, or is that like another piece and they're just kind of floating by?
No, it's the same piece that's been keeps breaking off.
Okay. I just was kind of surprised that they were able to get all that kind of, you know, houses out there, like wheelhouses and four-wheelers and stuff like that.
Yeah, it just depends on how close the crack is or how wide it is. Right. Otherwise, when they're getting that stuff over there, I don't think the wheelhouses were out of Rogers, but there's a four-wheeler and trailer that was for sure Rogers.
I think at this point, I wouldn't even bother crossing any bridges anymore if you got open water further out, because there's a good chance of that all just kind of separating, I suppose.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that sounds like a goddamn mess. So then what was it, Friday? They had, was about 102 or whatever people that got, had to get rescued on that piece?
Yeah, they were out of Rogers. It was that same chunk. For Thursday and Friday, we decided to go to West Wind.
Okay.
We had a four-wheeler, so it wasn't that bad. We went out, I think, about somewhere between 2 and 3 miles. We were really hot in the morning on Thursday. It died down. We didn't get our 4-man limit, so we were going to try to go to a rock pile that Navionics had. And then on our way there, we found more open water. We were following some four-wheeler tracks, and then we saw them spin around, and we looked up, and there was open water, which was pretty sketchy out there because it was really foggy. There'd be times where you couldn't see the house, or we were in 2 different houses. We had 2 flip-overs. There's times where you couldn't even see the other flip-over, and we're only 50 yards away, and then 5 minutes later, you can see all the way across the lake. The fog would just lift and go away nonstop.
Did you guys have a lot of wind up there, too?
No, not at all. It's single digits. I won't go out on that lake if it's windy. Screw that.
I know I seen some video of some guy on Facebook. It was an upper red fishing in the wind, and it's like the house looked like it was about ready to take off at any given second. It's like, yeah, screw that. I'm over that.
Yeah, it's too big of a lake to get those big wind gusts going across.
Yeah, yeah. So you were able to go out quite a ways out of West Wind then, huh?
Yeah. We were told, one of the guys, his dad was up there a couple of days before us, and they went out 4 miles. We were one of the we were only in 11 feet of water, but we were part of we were pretty much the closest to shore, almost.
Okay, if those guys are out 4 miles, I still can't imagine going out 4 miles when you're hearing about shitty ice conditions.
It was 10 inches all the way there.
Wow. Is the ice like a white color now, or is it staying kind of somewhat clear up there?
No, it's clear. It's just rough on the top because of that rain we got, and then we got some snow. And then all that did is just kind of make a half they're a quarter inch of slush, and then it froze up nice.
Okay.
Gives you a little more traction.
Pretty good quality of fish up there this last time around, or?
I don't think, we didn't get a lot overs, but we got a lot of between 15 and 18 inch fish.
Okay. Still not terrible.
No, we got into the perch really good, though. I think one day, we never limited out on walleyes, but Wednesday or Thursday, I think we caught 12 walleyes and 6 perch.
Okay.
And big perch, too.
Nice.
And then Friday, we only fished for half a day, and I think we came home with 8, which wasn't bad for only staying till 11:45, which that's kind of, at our house, we had one fish sitting on the ice at 11:30, and we were told we're packing up at 11:30, and then we were like, well, let's go 11:45. And 11:45, their house is packed up. They drive the four-wheeler over to us. They're like, get your shit ready. Like, no, look at the behind the house. I think we had 6 or 7. We had all the fish back there. Jesus. We caught them all in the 15 minutes.
Really? So it's like that was the time, huh?
Yeah.
Wow. It's always nice when they pick up like that, and it's always hard to leave, too.
Yeah. Well, we had to get going. We were going to go fishing at a lake, but we didn't even end up fishing it. But we had a two-hour drive ahead of us.
So, yeah, then was it Friday midday? You guys head towards kind of the Brainerd area, right?
Yeah, Cross Lake area. Went out. We had 5.5 to 6 inches, and then, which was good ice, very, very clear ice. Not a lot of cracks. It was kind of scary to walk on. But there was some open water out there, but we knew where the open water was going to be. It's in a chain of lakes, and there's a bunch of channels and stuff, but we didn't have to go over there.
So stay away from the channels, any of the moving water. Kind of like, what do you call it? Like the hourglass shape, you know, just kind of the bottlenecks, I suppose. You just got to stay out of those spots, and the water's more concentrated, that's moving and everything. But so what kind of lake is this one now? Is it like a, I don't know, I guess trying to picture what this one's like. You got a lot of weeds and shit like that, or is it
I have no idea. No. I didn't even really look at the map. We just knew where to go.
Okay.
But we tried, well, we did scan around with the panoptics during the day. Otherwise, it was so tough during the day because the schools just move so fast. We'll be like, all right, they're 30 feet that way, you go there. It's like, oh, now they're 50 feet that way. So we just kind of gave up on that. We just set up the houses and just waited. It was just better to let the schools come in, and there are giant schools of fish too.
Yeah, so you had plenty of time to pick through the school and kind of pull some up, I suppose.
We got into a lot of bass, though.
Oh, did you really?
Yeah, I think we caught, I know I caught 4 or 5. Jesse caught like a 3-pounder, but that was a lot of fun. I've never caught a bass through the ice, but that was probably the most fun, catching those little bass. I mean, they weren't huge bass, but they're just like 2-pounders, but they fight really nice.
Yeah, I was just talking to somebody, I can't remember who the hell it was, the other day, and they were saying they have no desire to catch bass, especially in the wintertime. I'm like, bass fishing in the wintertime, in my opinion, was fun, because the local lake over where I grew up, we always had a good mixture of, you'd catch in the same spot, you'd catch crappies and bass, and then move over in a little bit of the shallows, and you'd hit the northerns, and we always set tip-ups out and then end up catching bass on them. It was a blast.
Yeah, on rods, they're really fun. I was screaming, northern, 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 because, I mean, it got up to the hole and just zing.
Oh, really?
It was really fun with the ultralight rod, too.
Yeah, I bet they are. No, bass are fun to catch in the wintertime. I don't care what anybody says.
Yeah. So. Last night, I probably caught like a 26, 27-inch northern, but I bet you... he wasn't even as, he's probably about as big as round as like a Michelob Ultra can.
Oh, really?
Like, yeah. He was just really long, and he looked like a freaking torpedo, really.
Huh.
Just an arrow. His head was huge compared to his body.
Oh, they're just not eating with the shit in there, or what?
I don't know. On the panoptics, it was freaking loaded with bait fish everywhere, all around us. And I had to mess with him probably for about 10 minutes for him to even bite.
Hmm. That's kind of weird. You'd think a fish that skinny would be after stuff, but...
You'd think so.
Huh. Got the anorexic northerns out there in that lake then.
Yeah.
So that lake, was that the only lake you guys fished when you're around the Brainerd area, or did you hit anything else?
Yeah, that's the only lake we fished.
That was it, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. You were able to go almost everywhere on that lake without having to worry about the ice conditions besides those pinch points and everything?
We just couldn't get over to the next lake over that's connected to the chain, which we could found the fish, so it really didn't matter.
Yeah. But you sent a few pictures of the crappies you were catching. How big were those?
Anywhere between 10 and 12 and a half.
No.
They looked bigger in the picture.
Good eaters, though.
Yeah.
I've been kind of finding that those 14, 15 inches are kind of a pain to fry, and I think the
12 inches.
12 inches tastes way better.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. Well, good deal. You guys had some success anyway. So it kind of seems like, too, like when you're sending those pictures of the lake and the fish, got me thinking, it's like you really don't have to go all the way up to Red and deal with all the bullshit.
No.
Just to get onto some decent fish. So I know all the lakes around here locally, they're pretty much effed now because that rain really just opened everything up. And I was getting really excited the other day when I was driving by a couple of lakes. I'm like, hey, look at that. It looks like they're starting to cap over again. And then we get this little short, quarter to half inch blast of snow. And you can really tell where there's actual ice and where it's water again. And, and it's like, well, yeah, we got a long time to go now before we actually cap over some lakes. But the weather is starting to turn a little bit better in our favor. I know tomorrow when this airs, it's supposed to be a high of 35 degrees. So that's not going to help. It's not going to hurt a ton either. But we need some good single-digit temperatures though to really get that ice cooking.
I bet you four-wheelers will be back on the lake in 2.5-3 weeks. There's a good cold snap coming in like a week and a half away.
Well, to be kind of optimistic, it's like you look at the beginning of the year when the ice first starts to form around, just before Thanksgiving. once you get a little bit of that ice capped off, it kind of goes quick. Well, the water temperatures are already cold right now, so I don't think it's going to take too long for them to take off again and freeze. It's just we need to get some cold, calm nights and let it cap over, and probably a little better visibility too if we can get it to cap over now on a nice, calmer night, because before it was so damn windy when it was starting to freeze. So see if that makes it any better. I don't know. But you were mentioning earlier when we were talking tonight about they're making it's, I don't know if it's how they did all this, but basically now they're making it like illegal to take a vehicle on the lakes.
Yeah, it's a law in Beltrami County. Or Beltrami County is the one that made the law where there are no motorized vehicles out on Red Lake. So if you got horses, fire them up.
That's why I seen a few memes about bringing the Amish out there and hauling people out.
Yeah, that would be it.
So it's you can't have any motorized vehicle at all on the lake right now?
Nope.
On the whole lake?
Yep.
Really? Okay. Well, I don't think it's a bad move, really. I think some of these resorts really try to push their luck. Obviously, they're in it for the money. the name escapes me now. I can't remember who it was. There's so many resorts up there, but I seen they had a Facebook post out saying that they weren't letting anybody out no matter what. They said everyone's safety is more valuable to them.
That was Greater Minnesota. They've been closed since December 10th.
Yep, I think that does sound right. And kudos to them. It's hard as a business owner to shut stuff down when you know that you can get people out there, but it's probably not the best idea. But money's on their mind. They got to make a living. So, and I get it, but it's like the safety factor too has got to kind of play in. And you were talking earlier, one of the other episodes we recorded with Rogers. Well, that guy, takes a lot of pride in his resort, and he doesn't want to mess it up either. And because, you walk out there, you're not signing waivers saying that they're not responsible. So it's a big risk, and those 100 and some odd guys that got trapped out on the ice, they all got rescued. But, if anyone would have went down, what kind of, repercussions could those resorts see, if something bad were to happen? Because I could see some people wanting to sue, but it's your own dumbass fault for being out there too. So
it's also, there's resorts where you can go where you don't even have to cross a crack or anything like that. I mean, Westwind, we didn't cross anything. We were all on a solid chunk of ice connected to the shore. We weren't going anywhere.
Yeah, so that right there, there's no reason not to go out on a place like that. But you know, I don't know, if you got to cross cracks, I guess this time of year, it should be a lesson learned now. We've had enough incidents out there that people should learn from everyone else's mistakes. But there was also another one over on Ann Lake. This one was kind of weird, where two brothers went out on the lake. This is over by Zimmerman. And their plan was to try to get across the thin ice, use a flat-bottom boat, and then they were going to try to push their way out to the actual open water and fish. Kind of a backwards way of doing it, I guess. You know, a lot of people think, hey, we got to put some boards on shore to get over onto the ice and then get out on the ice and you're safe. Well, these guys are doing it the opposite. And I guess they went out there fishing, and it came back in, and as they were trying to get back on top of the frozen ice, I guess they ended up going in, and so they started screaming for help, and they're lucky that some guy was outside at that time, heard them screaming for help, and ended up calling 911, so both those guys got rescued out of there too. But such a strange kind of story, you know, think about, you're going to take a flat bottom boat and go out on the ice and then run it out onto the water and fish and think it's kind of a good idea, I guess. But
it seems like it'd be young kids too, and I think one was 58 and the other one was 63.
Is that what their ages were?
Yeah.
Really? I never did hear how old they were. Yeah, they should know better. Holy right. Crap. Yeah, that's kind of something we would do as kids. I could see that, but grown adults like that, yeah, you just got to know better. But
they had the right idea. Just something went wrong.
Yeah, I don't disagree. It's, you know, that is, they had the right idea, but it's just when your boat is floating in the water, you know, to get it back up on top of ice. I don't know if they had, maybe it was a power boat and they just tried to, you know, like run it up to the ice or what. I don't know what their plan of attack was to get back off out of the water and into on top of the ice, but I don't know. I have a hard time trusting that ice when you get that close to the water, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Because I know you sent some pictures, too, or videos of you guys actually ended up throwing some bobbers out and just cast it out on the open water. How far away from the water were you guys actually standing when you were doing that?
3 feet.
Really?
I mean, you're standing on 10 inches of ice. It's no different if you're if you're 3 feet close to the cracker, if you're 10 feet away, it's the same ice.
It is, huh?
Yeah. Well, and the crack is, like, when we notice when you're casting, there's ice all the way, maybe 2 feet out that you can't. That's underneath the water, because like when you'd cast out and then you just reel back in, you'd hook the ice because it was at an angle.
Oh yeah, I suppose.
As we emerged, let's just to say we were casting in open water.
Yeah,
we weren't really actually trying.
I kind of figured I was just kind of more of a joke, more or less, just to say you did it and kind of move on, but. Well, I don't know. Locally here, hopefully the lakes will start to kind of cap over and freeze up and we can get back out and kind of go from there. But other than that, everything else is going to be kind of parked in my garage anyways. I'm not going out for quite a while. So kind of one of those years, I guess. I'm just glad that we got the fish house last year. If this would have been the first year with the fish house, I'd be pretty pissed right about now. But looking to go way the hell up north to get probably into Canada, I suppose, is trying to get some fishing done, but not an easy task either. It takes a lot of time to get up there, but
no reason to bring the fish house to Canada. Can't drink on the lake.
You can't drink on the lake in Canada?
Mm-mm.
That's bullshit. I'm not going then.
Yeah.
Yep. All right. Well, cross that off the list. I got some relatives that go up by Winnipeg. I'm surprised they actually do that then, because I didn't think they'd be able to last that long without a few beers.
It's, you can do a lot of stuff that's illegal, just can't get caught.
Yeah, that's the biggest thing, so. All right, we're going to keep this one short and sweet. You got anything else you want to add, Wyatt, or?
I'm good.
All right, with Border Outdoors, I'm Tim.
I'm Wyatt.
Thanks for listening.